message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
The series, Higher Realms and Higher Heights. And on Wednesday, the resident pastor talked about power for higher realms and higher heights. And we talked about prayer and fasting being the prerequisite for that. Then on yesterday, we looked at overcoming forces against our new realms, which was focused on family and environmental forces. And I know that we were blessed in that service. And I also pray that today will not leave without us being blessed in the name of Jesus. Today we are looking at the topic, Accessing New Realms via Love. Accessing New Realms via Love. Now we are destined for new realms and higher heights. And the Bible says in the book of Psalms 40, verse 3, that he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear God. This is an assurance that God has destined us for higher things. He has destined us for the good things of life. Because we are his children, we are supposed to reflect the power that our father carries. If I'm Buhari's daughter, for example, now, there are some things that I don't lack. Just by the virtue of the fact that I am a daughter, I'm his daughter. Now, for you as a Christian, your father is the God Almighty. The Bible says that he owns the cattle upon the thousand youth. The Bible says that the heavens and the earth and everything in it belongs to God. So whatever you see now belongs to him. So that must reflect in your life. So we are looking at it through the area of love. I always say that when we come to service like this, and or when we are giving, when the man of God gives us the team for the month, it is not just because he wants to give it to us, but because that is what the Lord wants to do in our lives at that particular point in time. Now, it's not left for us to position ourselves in such a way that we are able to receive that which the Lord himself has released already unto us. So today we are looking at it through the area of love. Now, God is love. The Bible says that God is the originator of love. He is the one that started love himself. So we have to settle it first that if you are not in Christ, you can't claim to love. If you are not in Christ first, you can't claim to love. So, and the Bible in 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, shall we look at that? 1 John 4:8. It says that he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. And when we go through that scriptures, even unto 12, he's talking about the importance of love in our lives. Now, love might be it might sound like a very simple word. It's a very simple word. We kind of attach emotions to it and all of that. Love is more than that. The Bible says that love is so valuable that it produces power. Love is so valuable that it produces power. And the more valuable love is, the more power it produces. Let's look at Songs of Solomon 8:6. The Bible says there that even love is as strong as death. That's the kind of love. There's another love that is stronger than death. Because the Bible says that when Jesus died, he died for love's sake because he loves us. He went to the grave and he defeated death. He collected the keys of death from the hands of death. That is a stronger love that defeated death. So love is powerful. Love is valuable. Love is a spiritual tool that every child of God must have. Now the love that we are looking at today, we are going to divide it into three parts. Number one is the love for God. Now, love for God does not signify you coming to church. You can come to church, you can raise your hands to sing hallelujah. You might even be in the workforce. You might be doing one thing or the other. If the element of love is more than that, God himself said that he has first loved us. Do you know the way God loves us? I always look at it sometimes as, why? Why do you love us so much? Why do you condone the things that you condone in humanity? Why do you do that? Because I can just imagine myself being God. There are some things that irritate me, like I don't like it. And if someone does it beside me, I'm quick to rebuke that person or just, you know, do some things. And the Lord is so merciful to the extent that even in our filthiness, in our in our state of sin, he still sent his son to die for our sake. And that is the overall love. And we know that if someone loves you and you're not loving that person back, it's a one-sided love. And that love, if we look at human love, for example, you're loving someone, you're trying for that person, trying to love the person, and the person is not reciprocating. You feel tired at one point in time. Though God does not feel tired for us, but it is better when we love him back. It is the best. So we must realize that God has first loved us, and love for God is necessary for every child of God. Every lover of God that wants to change level from time to time must know that the prerequisite for that is your love for God. If I love someone, I want to be by that person. If I love someone, I want to give that person. If I love someone, I want to protect the person. If I love someone, I want to help the person. That is how it is. When we love God, God wants to do those things for us. So for us to attain higher heights and higher realms, we must love God. Now let us look at the book of 1 Corinthians 2:9. 1 Corinthians 2:9. It says, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love them. So it is only for those that love God that can access these things. The things that eyes cannot see, ears have, not everybody has access to it. Yes, God is the creator of everybody. He's everybody's creator. But it is only those that love him that can access those things that eyes cannot see, that ears have not heard before. I pray that we'll be one of those people in the name of Jesus. Now, loving God is a commandment from God. Let's look at book of Deuteronomy 6:5. Deuteronomy 6:5. It said, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. You see, there's no reasoning there. There's no, come, let us reason together in this one. This one goes straight to the point. It says, you will love your God. That is just it. Final say. So it is a requirement for us as children of God to love God. Now, the way we receive from God, we always say that faith is, without faith, we cannot please God. But you know the vehicle that drives faith is love. Let's look at the book of Galatians 5:6. It said, love is the way that faith expresses itself. It said, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. And we know that any faith that is without love, without work, is dead. So the work that we're supposed to be working is the work of love. Is a work of love. So our faith cannot even work if there is no love. Our faith cannot work if there is no love. So let us look at the signs of love of God. Let us see what are the signs that shows that we love God. Number one is obedience. Obedience. You cannot say you love God without obeying him. One of the major things, if you say you love someone, he will say, and he says to you, do something, and you don't do it. You don't love God. The Bible talked to us Jesus was making a parable about two brothers. He said the father called the first son and told him, oh yeah, come here. Come and help me to go and do something. That one said, oh, I will not go. But later, he changed his mind and he went there. But the other one he called, come here. Come and help me to do something. He said, daddy, I will go. Now, Seth, I'm there already. I'm doing the work. I finished this, Seth. And he did not go. And the Bible, Jesus was saying that, who has done the will of God among these people? That means obeying God is one of the things. Because if the father has anything to offer anyone that day, it will be the one that has obeyed him. It will be the one that has gone to run the errand that he has asked him to do. Now, let's look at the book of 1 John 5:3. 1 John 5:3. It says, and now, O inhabitants, 1 John 5:3. It says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. So God's commandments are not grievous. They are not hard on us. They are supposed to better our lives. So to obey them shouldn't be a problem. So we must obey God in everything that we do. Number two is the love for souls. The love for souls. Let us look at Proverbs 11:30. It says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. He that winneth soul is wise. I'm sure that a lot of us wants to be classified as wise people. If I call someone a fool now, the person would not like it. Everybody wants to be classified as a wise person. And a wise person is someone who attains higher heights. For example, if I have a position to give someone, maybe I'm in a committee that's supposed to choose the cabinet, the new cabinet for Buhari's new regime. And they ask me to pick people. Will I pick foolish people? I will not pick foolish people. I will look for wise people that I know, that have testimonies. That is those people that I will pick. So if God wants you to go to higher height, if you want to attain higher height, you must be wise. And the prerequisite for being wise is your love for souls. Let's look at Daniel 12:3. Let's see what God told us about those that win souls. Daniel 12:3, he says, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." For us to be stars, for us to shine as the firmament, we must win souls. Tell your neighbor, you must win souls. Number three is giving to God. Giving to God. I said here that giving does not help God in any way. The work of God can never stop. That is just it. The work of God can never stop. So giving to God does not help God. It helps you yourself to attain your higher realms. We've heard testimonies of people. They gave their last card and the Lord blesses them so much. I have my own testimonies too. When I give, there is a way that God just does it that I don't like. I share it in my own cell all the time that God is just too faithful. When I'm thinking of something that God, I need this thing, somehow he made provision for it. I pray that the grace for us to give to God, to attain higher heights, the Lord will release to us in the name of Jesus. Now, and the fourth one is advancement of his kingdom. Anyone that will love God will always look for a way to advance the kingdom of God. If your father has a business, it is obligatory for you to promote that business. Even some of our friends have businesses, and you see us conversing, marketing for your friend. He's not paying you. The friend is not paying you. But you say, this thing is very good. Oh, I have someone that sews very well. I have someone that does shoes. I have someone that sells this. That is how it is for God. Now, advancement of his kingdom includes our kingdom service. Our work in the house of the Lord. You are advancing when you are also laboring with God. Because the Bible says we are co-laborers with God. Our advancement could also be in the form of prayers. We are praying for the church of God, that the gate of hell will not prevail over the church of God. That is how we advance the kingdom of God. I pray that the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Now, the number two kind of love is love for yourself. Love for yourself. Loving oneself, you might think it's very easy. But loving oneself is not about buying clothes or building goodly houses or buying cars and all that and having good things of life. It's more than that. Yes, it's part of it. You are supposed to enjoy the life that you have now. But it is more than that. You realize that a lot of people don't love themselves. And the Bible told us that it is important that we love ourselves, because the Bible says that we should love our neighbor as... That means it is compulsory that you love yourself. It is when you love yourself that you can love your neighbor. If you don't love yourself, you can't love your neighbor. Have you seen depressed people before? People that are depressed, original depression. They don't have joy for anybody. They are not sharing joy. That is why they can commit suicide and will not think of their parents. I always wonder, you do not think of the people you are leaving behind and the sadness and everything you are causing them. That is because they don't love themselves, so they can't love other people. They don't have the heart to love other people. So God did not tell us to... dislike ourselves. Let us look at Mark 12:31. Mark 12:31. It says, "And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than this." So God even approves of it that we should love ourselves. So now let's see the signs that we love ourselves to see if we can assess new realms in life and destiny. Number one is running from sin and iniquity. If you love yourself, you will run from sin and iniquity, because it's a killer of destiny. Let's look at 1 Peter 1:16. 1 Peter 1:16. It says, "Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." The Lord has called us into holiness. The Lord has called us to shun sin, to shun everything that looks like... The Bible says we should flee at... Even the resemblance is not sin itself, but it resembles, it looks like it's going to be sin. The Bible says that we should flee. So if we love ourselves, then every works of iniquity should be far away from us. Because what it does is to cut short our destiny from us attaining that which God wants us to attain. We saw the little presentation that the resident pastor showed us on Wednesday, and that man was trying to assess the microphone, was trying to assess the gift, and the sin was resisting the person. The sin was pushing back. He was trying, but the sin was pushing him back. So for us to be able to assess our higher heights, we must run away from sin. Number two is drawing closer to God daily to attract his blessings. If God, the Bible says that he daily lives us with our benefit. It is those that ask for those benefits that receives the benefit. It is not automatic. It is not automatic. It is those that ask for that blessing that receives it. Though he daily loads us with his benefits, but we must ask to receive it. James 4:8 says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. We are to draw near to God for him to draw near to us. Because God has the blessings, God has the resources that can lift you from the dunghill even to the palace. He can turn one story overnight. He can turn it around overnight. It doesn't cost him anything. Just one thought in the heart of the right person, God just drops it. Oh yeah, go and bless so person. I want you, you will lose sleep until you've gone to bless this person. And the person will start looking for you all about. That is how God works. For us to be able to assess that, we are to draw close to him. Now, the third kind of love is the love for your neighbor. The love for your neighbor. I think this is one of the most difficult things about love. Because sometimes some people are quite difficult to love. That's just it. Some people are quite difficult. There's a man, I read something he said. He said, he loves humanity, but he hates people. I said, what's humanity? What is people? It's the same thing. Now you hate. Not yet. So, love for your neighbor is not, God is not asking you if you will love. He just instructed you that you must love your neighbor. Let's look at 1 John 3:14. 1 John 3:14. It says, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. You know, love for your neighbor is like a badge that marks us as Christians. For example, if you see a lot of first group now, if you see civil defense, you will recognize them by their uniform. You know, you recognize an army by its camouflage. You recognize the Air Force with their own uniform, Navy with their own uniform. If you see them, you will know that this person. That is how we should be as Christians. If people see us, the love that we radiate should mark us as Christians. The Bible says that the early Christians, the first set of Christians in Acts, they said the people knew them because they had love. It made them so unique. And that is what it should be now. We might say that, yes, that time the church was very small. Yeah, they were hiding together and all that. They had a common purpose and all that. That's not true. Even in the world now, it's more hateful in the world now. If you see the level of iniquity and, deprivation of people's character, you will know that there is so much hatred in the world. And the only way we can shine as Christians is when we emit love. Anyone that wants to reign in life and destiny must be a lover of people. You must love people. It's compulsory for you to love people. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13:1-8. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, I'm not charity. I've become as a sounding brass, a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profited me nothing. Charity suffereth long, is kind, charity envieth not, charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. That shows us the importance of love. You might speak the old tongues in Africa. You might be able to pray from now till tomorrow without stopping. If you have no love, the Bible says you are like a sounding cymbal. A cymbal is this golden thing. Alone, it cannot make music. Alone. If someone is eating it, you have to tell the person to stop because it's an unpleasant sound. But when it comes in contact with other musical instruments, then you start getting the melody. That is how we are as Christians. Our love for others is what shows us that, yes, we are really destined for greatness. Now, loving each other is an extension of loving God. The Bible told us that God was talking to people, I think it was a parable, and he said, okay, come. They said, God, we know you now. And God, Jesus told them, I don't know you. He said, why don't you know us? We preached in your name. We shouted hallelujah. We were jumping up and down. We went on rally. We do this. He said, no, I don't know you, because when I was hungry, you did not feed me. When I was naked, you couldn't clothe me. I was in the prison, you could not come to visit. He was like, Jesus, me, I will see you naked. No, why? I will give all my all to give to you. If you can't do it to these people, then you've not done it for me. You've not done it to me. So it's an extension. When we say we love God, the extension is when you love your fellow neighbor. You love your fellow. And the Bible says that our charity must first start in the church. That is what the Bible says. In the church. In our household of faith. That is where the charity starts from. Have you been a blessing to another person? This year, have someone said, thank God for this person? Have you blessed someone? Or have you walked away from people's trouble? People will come to meet you, I need this. And you don't even have the physical cash or whatever to give. But have you tried, say, offer a word of encouragement, help, prayer, whatever you can give the person, a pat on the back, a praise, appreciating someone. Have we done that? Our love can only be reflected when we do this. So love is an act that benefits other people. Love is an act that benefits others. So love is primarily you having an active interest in the well-being of another person. You having an active, I said active interest. Yes, we might wish, I wish this sister will have this. I wish that brother will have this. But are we actively looking for ways that that person will have it? I pray that the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So Lord, love for people makes God to lift you higher and higher in life and destiny. Number one sign that you love your neighbor is in giving. Giving is the true measure of our Christian faith. The whole foundation of the word of God is based on giving. God gave his son to us. We must also give. We can give care, help, support, protection. We can give honor, hospitality, encouragement to people. Now, we are going to be starting the anniversary soon. We are told to give. The true measure of you being a bona fide member of this commission is that you give. I told the resident pastor something very funnily, and some people, I said, if anybody is in my department, you did not give for the anniversary. You buy new clothes. Me and you that day, we are into it already. Because I feel like that's a misplacement of priority. So, as this is the time for us to give, and I pray that the Lord will push resources into our pockets to give in the name of Jesus. You might have little, give it. Even if it is little, give. It is your giving a little that will take you out of that little into much. The Bible says there is one that scattereth yet increaseth. For there is one that we told it, that is met, it tended unto penury. May we never be poor in the name of Jesus. Number two is leading them to God. One of our ways to love our neighbor is to lead them to God. You know, if I saw something on someone's status, and when I opened that, I think the person sent it to me on WhatsApp, and I opened it. The way the woman was preaching, she was crying, begging people, give your life to Christ. They were showing fire and all that. And I felt, normally I would have deleted those kind of messages because it's scary, but I kept it. Because it's someone who is showing so much love to another, for another person, that, hey, don't come and enter into this hot fire. So if you want to show that you love your neighbor is doing something wrong, a friend is doing something wrong, and you keep quiet. Oh, I don't want to, you know, the way I am, live and let live. My philosophy in life is live and let live. Everybody has their own this thing. Let everybody just go their way. Hey, it might not work that way because you are not helping that person. The Bible says, as many as God has placed around us, if any one of them enter into hellfire, he will ask them from us. He will ask us that, what did you do? If you not told God, God, hey, I preached though, I tried my best. I tried. Gave him transport myself to come to church. Drag him and go and meet the senior pastor self. Did everything I can. Hey, you've washed your hand clean. But if you are not talking, the Bible says that the blood of that person will be asked from our hand. And I pray that the Lord God Almighty will rekindle in us our love for people in the name of Jesus. The Lord will also rekindle in us the love of God in our hearts in the name of Jesus. So in the end, the goal of every Christian is love. And the measure of attaining our greater heights and accessing new realms is your love for yourself first, the love for others, and ultimately the love for God. That is the height of it all. And I said earlier that we cannot access that love without first being in Christ. So I want us to search our hearts that, are we really in Christ? Do we really know God? Are we really walking according to his purpose? Have we asked him that, Lord, come into
our life? I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.